on the name of Jesus, something happens. How many people have confirmed that? That when you call upon that name, Jesus, something happens. Hallelujah. Call that name, let's see. Call that name, let's hear it again. If you want something to happen this night in your life, shout that name, let's hear it. Is that all you can call? Keep calling, keep calling. Didn't say call once. Keep calling. Keep calling that name. Keep calling. Keep calling that name.
Jesus.
Keep calling
Jesus.
That name.
Jesus.
Keep calling that name.
Jesus.
Keep calling. Keep calling. Keep calling.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's pray this prayer. Let's pray this prayer now. Hear, oh, hear and answer my prayer today.
Consecration that shall make
Our prayers today in the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Is there anybody, maybe you are not able to get us on our Monday Ask the Pastor program, a question, Bible on a Bible at the talk. Please give the microphone quickly from there.
Shalom, sir.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Sir, I want to ask a question. There is something that somehow it's confusing, which I want to ask. Like, some will say the Bible is not complete. And I make the group of people that said Book of Mormon is the second book, which as the Bible was not complete, that is why they have the Book of Mormon. Sir, please, can you put us through?
Let me put you through. My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me sharply. About the book, the Bible, is to make you understand salvation, to get you saved. Is to get you saved. And you are only saved if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And this book that I have has led me to Christ. And I have received eternal life. I need no other argument. I am satisfied with Jesus every day. Listen, listen. Whatever else you think you need is left to you. Whether this is not complete, my salvation is complete, is the important thing. My salvation is complete. So, hallelujah. He said, it's enough for me. It's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough for me. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From ages past, book, the Bible, the enemy has tried to discredit it. But it is not the book, but the effect of the book that matters. I read this book and I met with Christ. And what this book spoke has been achieved in my life. Somebody said that there is another book called the Quran that it came after the Bible. So the latest prophet is Prophet Muhammad. Another one came with his own Hindu. Another one came with his own Buddha. Another one came with his own Joseph Smith. He said the angel gave him the book of Mormon. Whatever you have, let it give you eternal life. If you have received eternal life, then the book you are reading has achieved its purpose. But this Bible tells me that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. You don't go to the Father through a book. You go to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's not a book that was advertised. He said, come to me. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you a book. He didn't say so. I'll not give you a book. He will give you rest. Eternal life flow through the cross. If I understand the cross and I receive that life, this book has achieved its purpose. God bless you. Any other question?
Shalom, church.
God bless you.
I thank God for Bright Assembly Church and for our pastor. I believe that my pastor here have answer to give to me to what I saw on Facebook. I saw a particular pastor interviewed on Facebook. He asked him a question that people that are praying using the blood of Jesus to pray, is he wrong or right? And he was saying it's wrong, that the blood was needed in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, blood is no longer needed. And I know that such thing will confuse many people and send many people to error. So, Daddy, please, say more on this.
What do you want me to say?
That the blood of Jesus, the blood, is blood needed again in New Testament or not?
When you say the blood, it is the blood of Jesus that gave us the New Testament. If not for the blood of Jesus, there will be no New Testament. Matthew 26 and verse 26, can we read it?
And as they were eating,
yes,
Jesus took bread and blessed it.
Yes.
And broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take.
Go to verse 27. Go to verse 27.
And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission.
So when was it shed? 2,000 years ago. We cannot shed any other blood. It has already been shed. So if anybody tell you to bring a goat, a cow, a live animal, the live animal that God gave us is, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now, what I think, maybe you, I think I've had such argument where they say, stop saying, I plead the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, plead the blood. Now, the blood of Jesus, anytime you speak about the blood of Jesus, you are going to the covenant. You are calling to remembrance the covenant that God has, and he sealed it with the blood. So when time you say, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ against principalities and powers, you are just like David, who faced Goliath and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He was referring to the seal of the covenant that God had with Abraham that was sealed with circumcision. So anytime he mentions circumcision, he's remembering the covenant that Abraham had with God, which he, David, is a beneficiary of. And so if not for the blood of Jesus, that blood is still speaking now. And that blood will speak for us even today in the name of Jesus. But That blood will speak for you only if you are under the blood. And that is why we have the ordinance of water baptism. God bless you. Yes?
Shalom, church.
God bless you.
Daddy, I would like to... There's something bothering me, so I would like to... I would like you to...
That's why we give you microphone. Talk.
Okay. I would like you to explain it for me. Why is it seeking favor, you find it difficult to...
Which scripture is that?
Like, find difficult by...
Okay, let me answer you. You say, why is it difficult to... You are looking for favor.
Yeah.
And you cannot find it. Eh?
Yes, sir.
How does favor look like?
Like if you seek favor for you to get.
How does favor look like? You say you're looking for something. It look like there's something. Eh? Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen. The Bible says, Jesus himself was the one that said that it is more blessed to give than to receive. What you're actually telling us is that you are a beggar. That's why you are telling the whole world that you are a beggar. Anytime you go to beg for something, they know they give you. Anytime you want to beg for something, they know they give you. That's the question you are asking,
No, Daddy, what I mean, seeking for favor, you find it difficult to get. That's what I meant to
ask. I say that means you know they gave favor. That is, you are a beggar. That means you go to beg. Oh, no. That is it now. Stop begging. Be given. It is what you give that returns to you. If you don't give, nothing will come back to you. That is the law. It is what you sow, you reap. Give. 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 A young man, look at the screen. Luke chapter 6, verse 38.
Give, and it shall be given unto you.
Again.
Give, and it shall be given unto you.
Did he mention what you should give? Eh? Eh? Give, and it shall be given. Go to verse 30 first. Go to verse 30.
Give to every man that asketh of thee.
Are you hearing now? Give to every man that asketh of thee. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him.
And of him that taketh away thy goods. Ask them not again.
If anybody, he said, borrow me something, no return him, no carry and go court. Leave him. Do you understand? Okay, then verse 38.
Verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure.
Anything you give out, it shall be given unto you. Good measure.
Pressed down.
Pressed down.
And shaking together.
Shaking together.
And running over.
Running over.
Shall men give into your bosom.
Shall men, not God, men, because you give to men. Men, we give unto your bosom.
For with the same measure that ye meet
as you give,
it shall be measured to you.
And so they go.